As we kick off 2019, first show of the year, we are joined by an NFL insider for CBS Sports and CBSSports.com. He appears every Sunday on the NFL Today on CBS, host of Be More Opinionated, the podcast, and the man who will forever have the title of first guest on the CBS Sports Network simulcast. Our first guest of 2019, JLC, Jason Lockenfora. Jason, brother, Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year, brother. Hope you are well.
I'm doing great, man. How about you? How are things?
I'm busy but good. You know, it's a wacky week in the wacky NFL, but that's what we're here for.
You're right. You are busy. Let's jump right into it. A lot to get to, but I want to start with Antonio Brown. Jason, in a nutshell, how would you sum up the last week for Antonio Brown and the Steelers?
Dysfunctional, but unfortunately not in a vacuum. In a cauldron of dysfunction that's been boiling over really since training camp. The first time he sort of went AWOL on the team and went back to Pittsburgh, and yeah, there was kind of sort of an injury then, there maybe, I guess, possibly, but he basically was upset that Mike Tomlin sent some of his buddies, his sort of social media guy and his personal nutritionist, and like some dude who took pictures of him, and Tomlin was like, yeah, those guys can't just roam around the field like they have been. And he got mad about that. And then he had the blow up in the, whatever, 3-4 weeks into the season, 2 weeks, whatever it was, in September with Ben on the sidelines. And then he didn't show up to work the next day after that. And then now, you know, he has this latest thing at the end of the year where, yeah, there was something going on there injury-wise, but, you know, as Mike Tomlin says, there was a lack of communication, and he basically lost contact with Brown for a day. And then Brown's agent called and said, hey, he can play. And Tomlin said, that's not how it works. So they've got some things to mend there. I am told unequivocally that Antonio Brown has expressed to the Steelers that he wants a trade. I'm told it wasn't a demand. It wasn't, I will never play a down for you again the rest of my life, and I'll sit out if I have to. But it was, I don't want to be here. I'd like for you to trade me. Go see what you can get for me. I'm not comfortable with the situation here. He has issues with Tomlin. He has issues with Roethlisberger. But he also has a $21 million cap hit that would come from any trade. So a lot to unpack here, Jim, but I don't see the Rooneys capitulating anytime soon. There's certainly going to have to be a lot of kumbaya between the coach and the wide receiver and the quarterback. We'll see if there's any staff changes to the offensive staff at an assistant coach level. And we'll see if they can make this work. But clearly there's going to have to be more discipline moving forward, I think, because the first time Brown finally didn't play, it took, you know, multiple instances before we reached that point. Every other time things went off the rails this year, he kind of came back, you know, a day later, 2 days later, whatever, and it was kind of business as usual.
Jason Lockenfora joining us. That was such a good answer. There's almost nothing left for me to follow with except the bottom line. How likely is it then that he is with the Steelers next season?
I mean, again, this is all sort of playing out in real time, but my sense from inside that organization has been that it's very unlikely they meet this trade demand. As a practical matter, from a cap standpoint, it's difficult. They're still trying to win there with you know, the nucleus of this team together, and they've had to deal with some different personalities and interesting characters over the years, and they've generally found a way to make it work. So I don't think anybody's panicking there. But they're also realists, and they know that this drama isn't going to die down just yet, and they're going to, you know, they're going to have to sort some things out as human beings.
Jason Lockenfora, my guest, an NFL insider for CBS Sports. All right, so looking ahead, you've got 8 head coaches, Jason, who were fired either during the season or at the end of the season. As you look at those 8, what kind of thoughts do you have? What's that mean?
You know, I think this is a wide open field. You know, I think it is an entirely wide open field, and both conferences, these games this weekend could go a long way to settling who wins it. I think Seattle, in particular, and the NFC could do some damage if they get past Dallas. I think whoever wins that Baltimore Chargers game will have a template there that could help them be successful against other teams ranked higher than them in that field. You know, it's just going to be really interesting. I mean, New England, I don't think they're the same team, but getting that bye was massive. Getting that extra rest and knowing they get a home game is huge. You know, and how some of these teams that weren't particularly great down the stretch, Kansas City and the Rams in particular, are they able to get it back in peak form after this week of rest? Or did some of the you know, potential ailments we saw down the stretch, do they manifest themselves again?
Jason LaCanfora joining us. You know, when you look at the matchups, if I were to told you back in late September that the Texans would be hosting a playoff game against the Colts, what would you have said then?
I'll have some of what you're having. You know what I mean?
Right.
Give me two of those and wake me up in the morning. Yeah, you go back to when they played that their first game and the fourth and two that, you know, Frank Reich went for and Andrew Luck threw the pass a little low. And then O'Brien, who was playing the tie, got bailed out and they kick a field goal. And the Colts are spiraling and Houston finally wins a game. But you're kind of looking at both those teams saying they have a ways to go. For it to play out the way it did and Jacksonville to basically stop playing football for about 9 to 10 weeks and just beat each other up or scream at each other or do whatever they do on a daily basis, it's a wild season. And that division really was fairly bonkers. But I will say this. I loved what I saw the Colts in training camp. I thought the offense was going to be prolific. And I didn't think much of the defense. But the pass rush started showing early, Jim, and it looked like they're going to be better than people thought. Did I think they'd be in the playoffs? No, but I thought they could be around 500. It turns out they're better than that.
I love this weekend. I love the matchups. And then on Sunday, you've got the Chargers going to Baltimore. Right after the draft, you and I spoke, and you talked about Lamar Jackson. And you called your shot back then saying that he was going to mean not just a lot to the offense, but to the entire Ravens organization. What did you see in him that made you feel that way?
Well, it's just so markedly different from anything the Ravens had done in a long, long time. I mean, trading back into the first round for an offensive player, don't really do it. They draft, they look at their recent drafts. It's been defense heavy. Taking a quarterback when they still had one who was under contract and they were bound with him for at least another year. 2019 was always probably going to be the exit date for Flacco. But doing it in the manner they did was very impressive. Sending a message to their fan base that, okay, these five-yard checkdowns and, you know, averaging 5.5 yards per pass attempt isn't going to be good enough. And we may not have the sexiest talent at the skill positions yet, but we're at least going to get this young man on the football field, and he'll be our best athlete on our football team the moment we sign him to a contract. And then just living here and seeing the malaise that had set in and how people were literally tuning this team out and saying, we've seen enough. It's not capturing our imagination. It's not coming close. Well, it's been a bit of a battle for Lamar, and people haven't won over as quickly as I thought, but that game last week looked and felt like a playoff game, and the Week 17 game against the Bengals last year, under similar circumstances, there was nobody in the stands, and people just decided to do something else because they weren't buying what the Ravens were selling.
JLC, my guest. One final thought I've got to ask you about the Browns. To start 2019, they announced they interviewed Greg Williams for their head coaching position. How do you see that situation playing out?
I don't think the wind's blowing in his direction right now. Could the process reach a point where they come back to him? Possibly. I'm on record as saying I wouldn't. That thing's not broke. I wouldn't try to fix it right now. But I get the sense that all the work that they've done for months on these other candidates kind of has them in a place where they're eager to see what's going on outside their building. They're going to end up talking to 8 or 9 people when it's all said and done. I know they hadn't sent the formal request in by yesterday, but I'm told Josh McDaniels is on their list. And if they do get around to formally interviewing Josh McDaniels, I think he's very well situated for that job. If they decide on a template where, hey, we really want to keep Williams as a coordinator and Freddie Kitchens as a coordinator, then maybe it's a less experienced guy who hasn't been a full-time head coach before, maybe like a Dan Campbell of the Saints or maybe an Eric Bieniemy of the Chiefs.
Jason LaCanfora appears every Sunday on the NFL Today on CBS. Of course, he's the host of Be More Opinionated, the podcast, and our first guest this year, JLC. Great to have you back. I will see you at Super Bowl, brother.
Hey, sounds good, buddy. I look forward to it.
Thanks for doing it, JLC. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Jason LaCanfora. All right, your thoughts on what he had to say about Antonio Brown. You know, when you consider that cap hit that they would take, you can't move this guy. You cannot move this guy. But can you keep a guy who missed a Week 17 game that had playoff implications, and not because of injury, but because of drama?